From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A suicide bomb attack on a hospital complex in the Pakistani city of Quetta Monday has left more than 60 people dead. Officials say 160 were wounded in the blast. Many are in critical condition. Most of the victims were lawyers who had been at the hospital to protest the killing of a local bar association president. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for both incidents. The fight for Syria's northern city of Aleppo has intensified. Opposition groups are pledging to send in more fighters and to fully capture the area. Pro-government forces have responded to rebel gains with airstrikes. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders said Monday airstrikes damaged a hospital in northwestern Syria and killed 13 people, including a number of children. UN officials in Syria are calling for a stop to the fighting so repairs can be done to Aleppo's damaged water and electricity facilities, and so they could provide aid to people trapped in the eastern part of the city. Authorities in Afghanistan said Monday they have had major successes with the Taliban and the Islamic State group. They say national security forces have killed hundreds of fighters, including key leaders linked to both groups. Director of Military Operations Major General Mohammad Habib Hassari told a news conference in Kabul that fighting is still raging in southern Helmand province, but that Afghan forces have the upper hand. Officials say fighting between anti-government protesters and Ethiopian police has left dozens of people dead. Two officials with the Oromo Federalist Congress Party say more than 30 people were killed in the Oromia region during protests on Saturday and Sunday. This is VOA News.